This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
It's playoff season in the NFL, and we're going to have a playoff between self-storage and flex space today. My name is Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer the small investor who wants to get in the self-storage business. You can find out more about the free training and the courses I have at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. But I work with a lot of self-storage people, and the new shiny object right now is flex space. Many are doing or considering doing a mixed-use project with self-storage or boat and RV and flex space. We're contemplating it in a few developments. Strange as this might sound, in the late 80s, early 90s, I worked for a developer who built retail strip centers and flex space. I helped lease those up. So I had about 4 years leasing flex space up. I got to sit with that developer as he penciled out on a yellow pad, you know, how it could look, and then watch it get constructed, and then I would be the person that would lease it out. You may hear it referred to as office warehouse, flex space, small bay, all kind of the same thing. There's many similarities to self-storage and many differences. In fact, when I first saw self-storage, that was the first thing that popped in my mind, was how basically it was the same building almost that we were building for flex space, metal building, concrete floors. First time I really understood what storage was, the flex space portion of the office warehouse I was leasing was like $350, $375 a square foot. And what I saw self-storage getting for literally the same building was $9, $12. That's what I began to really open my eyes and take a closer look at what self-storage was. But flex space also has many differences from self-storage, and we're going to talk about those today. And given that we're moving into the playoff season of the NFL, we're going to have a match on the field between self-storage and flex space. Let's meet the teams. Now, you're probably very familiar with team storage. Team storage, where we are on this match is team storage is a stabilized self-storage project with all the benefits that self-storage offers that you know about and we've talked about in previous episodes. It could be a recently completed expansion, conversion, ground-up development, but is now stabilized in an operating self-storage facility. That is team storage. Let me introduce to you Team Flex. Now, you may not be as familiar with this team, but you'll recognize a lot of the same features, perhaps. Some of the things that are attracting self-storage people today to Flex Space are a lot of the similarities in construction, although there's differences. The fact that there's not dynamic pricing going on in flex space right now. Storage rents are all over the board and can move up and down, and your income stream can vary widely today if you're using dynamic pricing. But in flex space, you pretty much know what it's going to be when you sign that lease. And many of the customers appear to be the same. We'll talk about that on the field. And very often, in fact, every market I've been involved in, the base rent on the lease is is or very close to what your net operating income is, because operating expenses and on Team Flex are passed through to the tenants on a prorated basis. In markets like Florida, where industrial land is not very plentiful, some of the rates can be extremely high. But in most markets, base rent, depending on how much office to warehouse, which is usually 10, 20%, at least when you first develop it, some of the base rents will range from $8 a square foot to $12, $14 a square foot on average. Every market's different. Check your market. Those are the two teams. Team Flex is also leased up and stabilized. Self-storage team is leased up and stabilized. And let's go to the first kickoff. So we're in quarter one. It's the opening drive of the game. And Team Flex lost the toss. Team Storage elects to receive the ball. And it's kicked off. Team Storage has received the ball and is moving downfield on a drive. So construction costs are high in every asset class right now. But even still today, construction costs for self-storage is less than flex space. Today, our little construction company is building self-storage hard cost-wise at about $75 to $85 a square foot. And flex space can be considerably more. It ain't going to be double, but unless you have a lot of office or you have high-end finishes or there's some type of issue with the park that it might be located in, you have to do a lot of architectural features to get approval. But for the most part, I'm going to estimate for this game, $130 a square foot, $140 a square foot or so. Also, flex space is a true real estate play. You have leases in place. You don't auction to get tenants who aren't paying out. You've got to evict. That's a costly and timely process. And there is an office component. There are bathrooms in there. And over time, as tenants come and go in your flex space project, you're going to have tenant improvement. And most of the time, you're going to be dealing with a broker. Not always, but most of the time. And if you're not familiar with flex space and you're contemplating doing a project with flex space, I would definitely get a broker who leases that product in that market and can give you some good advice. And when tenants renew, you may also have a referral fee to pay to the broker. Might not be a 6% commission, but it's usually 3%. So on the opening drive, I would say Team Self Storage has scored a goal and received an extra point. But we're still in quarter one, and that was just the opening drive. Now, Team Flex has received. Now, today in self-storage, many markets are overbuilt. And I know with self-storage, what's going on in that trade center is what's critical, not the market. But if the market's overbuilt, there's going to be some downward pressure, even if the trade center that you're in has good economics to it, good square foot per capita. The overall market being overbuilt in wherever your trade area is located, that's going to have a downward pressure on your rent structure. And especially if you're in markets where there's a lot of REITs or sophisticated players doing a lot of dynamic pricing. I've seen that just spiral downward recently. Many of the people I've been in conversations with over the past 6 months, year or so, own sites or are contemplating sites that they really want to do a project on, but they're just not sure if the market will absorb more self-storage. So they're contemplating putting flex space on part of it and then gradually, very slowly, doing more self-storage. I've seen some people start with flex space, get that up and going, get the income stream in place, then contemplate doing the self-storage development. Yes, self-storage still has all the benefits that drew us to it in the first place. No commissions, no tenant improvements, very low capital expenditures that are usually recovered by your reserve fund as you go through the ownership hole. But a lot of self-storage got built over the last 8-10 years. A lot of markets are overbuilt. Team Flex gets a touchdown on their opening drive and an extra point. So as we move into the second quarter of the game, the score is tied 7-7. So as we move into the second quarter, let's look at income. It's real hard to compare square foot income of self-storage to square foot income of Flex because depending on which market you're in, each team has different dynamics going on. And also, if you're on team self-storage, you may be in a market where there's a lot of dynamic pricing going on. They say that the tenant base is very similar between Flex space and self-storage. Maybe. But is that true, really? If you think about storage projects you're in, you might have 10, 20% commercial customers, and yes, there will be a little bit of overlap between the people who would rent Flex space and the people who would, the commercial customers in your facility. But Flex space is really, if you think about it as a business, it's a B2B business. You're a landowner or a building owner renting to a company to operate out of your Flex space. And the self-storage is more of a B2C business. And what I've noticed about B2B businesses, especially Flex space tenants, tend to be usually smaller startup companies very often. Very often they're in services and trades. Yes, there are a few national window companies that we rented to, but you know, the vast majority, 90% of the tenants that we ever leased to were local companies, and very often those were people who used to be a plumber for someone else and decided they could make more money owning their own business. Now, they might be very skilled at their trade, but very often they're not very skilled at necessarily running a business. And what I've seen over time is that as recessions change, very often the tenant base and a Flex base are usually the first companies that will fold in a downturn in the economy. On the other hand, team self-storage customers are usually driven by some change in their life. Death, divorce, moving, selling a house, buying a house. And what's why people have said self-storage is such a good asset class is because the boom times in an economic cycle, as well as the down times in an economic cycle, both create demand for self-storage. During COVID, demand for self-storage went up. Demand for Flex space went down. Not only in the long run will self-storage rents go up faster than Flex space in most markets, in the long run, it'll probably be a lot more stable. Clearly, a goal and an extra point as we go into the halftime. So we go into the halftime, team storage is winning. But the game's only half over. On any given Sunday, any team can win in the NFL. This first quarter of 2025, who knows who can win in this match between Flex space in self-storage. So Team Flex is receiving the ball in the opening kick of the second half of this match. Let's talk about expenses. Operating expenses, especially insurance, is going up for every asset class. But it's particularly hit self-storage owners very hard. 5 years ago, tax rates for storage were going up exponentially. Now what we see is insurance rates going up exponentially. Now, the real art to creating wealth in self-storage, as we know this, don't we, is to have our income going up as a percentage faster than our operating expenses going up as a percentage. So with dynamic pricing in many markets pushing rents down and operating expenses going up, that's one reason many self-storage developers are looking at Flex space. And in most Flex space situations I've ever been involved in, the operating expenses, not the capital expenses, but the operating expenses are usually passed through to the tenant base on a prorated basis. Now, you might not get 100%, although in our projects that I was involved in, we did. But you might not get 100% today, but you're going to get all or most of your operating expenses covered. Very often, an agent may negotiate a cap on the insurance rise per year or a cap on the tax going up per year. But you're going to get most of your operating expenses reimbursed on top of your base rent if you own FlexSpace. In other words, the base rent is or dang close to what your NOI is for that FlexSpace building. Clearly a goal and an extra point for Team Flex. So it's 17-14. Team Flex is ahead as we move into the latter half of this third quarter. But Team Storage is now on a drive. We all know that the net operating income, income minus operating expenses, that NOI number is what drives the value of any commercial investment real estate asset. And no asset class has more dials and levers than an operator can pull to affect that net operating income than self-storage. Team Flex is locked in by whatever the terms of that lease is. Given the flexibility of storage rent, mostly month to month, and the ability to add other income streams, and the ability to really work your operating costs, gives us owners in self-storage way more opportunity to adjust what that net operating income is. If my income increase didn't go up as what I had on my pro forma, there's still things that I can do to drive that income up and try to meet it. Tenant insurance is a good example. I would say the vast majority of self-storage projects we bought and expanded, they didn't have tenant insurance, or it was just not mandatory. If you're building a 50 or 60,000 square foot project, or you're buying a 25,000 square foot and adding another 25 or 30,000 square feet, your tenant insurance income when stabilized could be $15,000 to $18,000 a year. At a 6.5 cap rate on just that extra tenant insurance income, that adds an extra $230,800 all the way up to $276,900 right down to your NOI line. You can add truck rental. There's a lot of things you can tweak and add income streams to affect your income and net operating. This is huge. This makes a big difference over the life of your asset hold. And it gives you a lot more opportunity to create the wealth that's possible in the self-storage asset class. This is clearly a goal for Team Storage. So as we move into the fourth quarter of the game, we're tied in this first quarter of 2025. It's now 17-17. But as we move into this fourth quarter, as you may be able to guess, Team Self-Storage is going to dominate the field, control the ball. Let's talk about exit strategies. We've talked about the asset class, income, and expenses. Now it's time to exit our asset. Even if you plan to hold it forever or plan to give it to your kids, an exit strategy is critical in your overall business design. And I will tell you, there are a lot more self-storage institutional buyers who will pay top dollar than there are institutional grade flex space buyers. My experience is cap rates, no matter where you are in the real estate cycle, cap rates on the exit for self-storage are usually higher than they are for flex space. Usually at least 0.5% all the way to 1.5% or 2% higher, depending on the tenant base, location, a lot of factors. But when you're looking at purchasing flex space, you're going to pay a lot of attention to who those tenants are, how stable they look, how stable the industry is that they're in. Very often the owners of those companies aren't that financially strong. When you're looking at buying a self-storage facility, you're not going down the rent roll and trying to figure out if John Smith's got a job or not. You're looking at the dynamics of the trade area and making your decision on that, and making your decision on the stability of the past income stream. So in other words, if Team Flex has an NOI of $500,000 and Team Storage has a NOI of $500,000, Team Storage is going to be able to sell their asset faster, because there's more buyers, and they will be able to get a higher price for that same $500,000 income, NOI income stream. That's a touchdown and an extra point for Team Storage. So the game is over. Our final score, Team Storage 24, Team Flex 17 in this first quarter of 2025. Keep this in mind as you contemplate developing a mixed-use project or a flex space project. Flex space is a good asset class in the long run compared to self-storage, even in with self-storage experiencing some of the challenges it's experiencing now. At least in my opinion, self-storage wins out still. The reality is there's always challenges, no matter what you do in life. But in self-storage, there's the real estate cycle challenge, and then the challenges that are inherent in our industry, such as right now, for me at least, pricing, cost of construction, and interest rates. Those are the challenges we have today. I had challenges in 2000. Different, but I had challenges. In fact, it's those challenges that build the muscle that allow you to win at the game of whatever you're playing. So my coaching, go out and play the game. Go and do, put flex space in your project. I have no problems doing that. Just know its benefits and know its limitations. Enjoy the NFL playoffs this year. And I'll see you next week. And I look forward to being with you then.